Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the first reading for this day from Revelation chapter 7. I read for you again these words. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. So far, the reading of the text. Dear fellow saints of God, in the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Today can be difficult for many people as we remember our loved ones, family, and friends who have died in the past year, and especially so in the last week or so. And as we do, we also remember all those we've lost to death and who now rest from their labors. It can be hard to try to find a reason to celebrate and rejoice when grief and tears wash over us. And yet, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And thus, Jesus does comfort us in our sadness and grief. And as we hear that word of comfort, we celebrate for all the saints and with all the saints. Now, as we celebrate this day, we realize that the saints, those who have died in the faith and are now with the Lord, are not saints or holy ones because they were so good or did or because of anything they did, or even if they had died in an especially tragic way. They are not saints because of their exemplary lives. They are not saints because they perform some great or heroic act. They are saints only because Christ Jesus gave his life for them, forgave them, and made them his children. They are not saints because of themselves, not because we think or say that they are, but only because God declares them saints in Jesus. And that is comforting. And thus, contrary to what some teach, these saints do not have extra merit, grace, or good works which can assist us to obtain salvation. That's why we do not pray to them for help or ask them to pray for us. After all, only Jesus laid down his life for his friends, but also he laid down his life for his enemies, for our loved ones, for us, for you. And only Jesus has reconciled us to the Father. Only in Jesus are we accounted righteous and saved from sin and death. Only through Jesus' blood and merit I am at peace with God. What then can daunt my spirit, however dark my road? My courage shall not fail me, for God is on my side. Though hell itself assail me, its rage I may deride. So while we don't trust in the saints or pray to them, The saints are still held in high esteem and should be remembered and honored. For they demonstrate for us the goal of our faith, as St. John records for us in today's first reading from Revelation chapter 7. He saw a great multitude standing before the heavenly throne and before the Lamb, who of course is Christ. They are clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And then John is told, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." These are the saints, believers who have died and now live with Christ, even as they await the resurrection from the dead. And they do so only because of the blood of that Lamb. Beloved, this is how someone becomes a saint, a holy one. This is how our sin-stained robes are washed white as snow. This is how we will one day leave the troubles of this life and enter the bliss of eternal life. It is all by the blood of Christ, who John the Baptist proclaimed the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus shed his blood on the cross for you. His holy precious blood is the great price that was paid to set you free, to redeem you from sin and death and eternal damnation. By the blood of the Lamb, you are free. You are forgiven. Yes, you too have had your robe washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. That white robe of Christ's righteousness was placed on you in your baptism. Now, you are a child of God and an heir of heaven. And when Jesus appears, you shall be like him, and you shall see him as he is. And so today, All Saints Day, is also about you. And still, that term saint has especially come to be associated with those who have died in the faith and entered their eternal rest. This is what Luther and the Confessions mean when they say that we remember and honor the saints. And it is especially on All Saints Day that the Church commemorates not only the martyrs, those who gave their lives for the confession of the Christian faith, but all of the faithful departed. Today, we remember with thanksgiving those who have gone before us in Christ. We thank God for their lives, for their faith, for their contributions to the life of the Church, for their example of good works done from a living faith. We remember St. Peter, who denied his Lord, was forgiven and restored by Jesus, who then preached Jesus Christ to thousands. And St. Paul, who as Saul persecuted the church, was forgiven and sent to preach Christ to many, even suffering much himself for it, and then who went and wrote many of the epistles we continue to read and learn today. Or Saint David, that adulterer and murderer who was forgiven and later penned many of the Psalms that we still read and sing today, and was an ancestor of Christ himself. Later, there was Saint Athanasius, who confessed Christ before the world, and Saint Augustine, who has influenced the theology of the church perhaps more than any other person. How poor we would be without the enduring hymns of St. Ambrose and St. Bernard of Clairvaux. And how could we forget St. Martin Luther and so many other Lutheran saints? And then there are the myriad of saints whose names history does not record, those whose names are unknown to us, but also including those saints whose names you do know because they are written into your own personal history. That sainted father or mother, grandfather or grandmother, uncle or aunt who influenced you for Christ and the church. Maybe it's a late husband or wife who was your companion in Christ for so many years. Maybe it was even one of your children who likewise was influential on you in keeping you in the one true faith and bringing you to church. Maybe it was a certain pastor or a teacher from school or Sunday school. We thank God for all these dear loved ones we miss so much. Today, be glad for the good gifts from God that they were in your life. And rejoice that they now, by God's grace, celebrate the unbroken joys of heaven. And that by God's grace alone, you will one day join them there. Yes, indeed. Thank God for all the saints who from their labors rest. And as you do, also praise God with all the saints. For the Holy Christian Church is one great communion of saints. We here in this house of God today, join together with all our brothers and sisters living and departed, in one great, unending worship service. Not only that, we here of the church on earth are being caught up into the very worship of heaven itself. We join with the saints and angels in heaven, gathered around the throne, singing the praises of the Lamb who was slain and is alive forevermore. We even acknowledge that fact in the communion liturgy. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name. When we who feebly struggle gather around this altar, we are united with all the saints of heaven, even our dear loved ones, in the magnificent presence of our gracious God. What could ever keep us away? Yes, as the people of God, we gather each Lord's Day to thank God for all the saints and to praise God with all the saints, the church on earth and in heaven. Rejoice that by Jesus' death and resurrection, He has won the victory over sin and death, and that by the blood of the Lamb, you too are numbered among the saints. And when the fight is fierce, the warfare long, when life is hard, almost unbearable, listen for the distant triumph song. for to faithful warriors cometh rest. Sweet indeed is the calm of paradise the blessed. And when Christ returns, the saints triumphant rise in bright array. The King of glory passes on his way. Through gates of pearl, streams in the countless host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Alleluia! Alleluia! Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.